Okay, welcome to our next session about faster and lighter container image uploading.
Hello, I'm Naoki Matsumoto, and I'm happy to introduce you about D4C. Leveraging delta encodings for faster and lighter container image uploading. Some products like IoT now use containers in a low bandwidth network. To start or upload containers, users need to pull images. As shown in this figure, container images are transferred via cellular networks or ISP networks. But such networks are sometimes only limited bandwidth. If you want to use more applications or libraries, the size of container images is increasing. Increasing image size causes some problems in updating in low bandwidth networks. It causes network congestions or cost increases, and it may take much time to provision updated image. So deployment takes too much time. So lightweight and fast image updating is required. Current images have layer-based image, but some research is already pointed at layer-based image has a limitation to provide efficient updates efficiently. This figure describes the time to update image from Postgres 1.3.1 to 1.3.2. Pulling the image takes much time, and especially in low bandwidth networks. Approaches to improve time to update images has already proposed. One is file-oriented deduplication, like Starlight or ZSTD chunked. It transfers only required files or chunks, and as like this figure, server sends only a new or updated file to the client. But this works less than room to reduce data size for image operating. File-oriented deduplication cannot handle partial modifications on files efficiently. To handle these modifications efficiently, my D4C utilizes delta encodings, which can handle such partial modifiers as a delta. To provide lighter and faster operating, I'm developing D4C. This is a delta encoding based image operating approach. In D4C, server generates deltas between an old image and a new image. And this delta is bundled into one content called update bundle. Then client requests this update bundle and receive it, then apply the deltas on old image. And then now clients can launch containers from new image. This video shows the components in D4C. Server generates some deltas in advance and stores them. And when client requests an update bundle, server sends the stored deltas or merges them, merges deltas as we as required. Then client receives update bundle and starts container with snapshot plugin and dedicated file system called DCFS. The D4C uses merge strategy. This is a technique to generate required deltas as quickly as possible.